Sizoba tubula ngomba imbai, bazobaleka tubula ngomba imbai.
South African author Nokutula Mwazibuko sings about the young activists who battled racial oppression in her homeland, and that's what her book, Spring Offensive, largely is, a song of praise for South Africa's forgotten heroes. Mwazibuko uses two characters, Nhlanhla Mabaso and Hlula Msimang, to explain how, in the chaotic 1980s, South African youth abandoned education in favor of a life of struggle against apartheid. Mwazibuko reads from a section of Spring Offensive.
Hlula Thulani Msimang spent his teenage years and early 20s fighting for peace. Born in apartheid South Africa, his name seemed to shackle him to a destiny of war against a system that had for centuries dispossessed many blacks. Now in his 30s, his life and memories are dominated by events in his youth that dealt severe blows to the apartheid system. Memories he shares with friend and comrade Nhlanhla Mabaso, as well as many of their friends, family and comrades who fought apartheid and won.
She says the world credits only the big figures who fought apartheid, like Nelson Mandela. But Mwazibuko believes there's a need to tell the smaller stories about the war to end white supremacy in South Africa.
People don't know, you know, and I think that for me was the strength of the anti-apartheid movement, that it had so many people, a kind of hodgepodge, diverse group of people, you know. So the cops didn't know what to hold and what to let go. They were really kind of quite seriously outnumbered. So, yeah, I just wanted to try and bring a fuller picture to a kind of lesser known story.
Part of this fuller picture is indeed to laud the contributions made by Mandela and black consciousness leader Steve Biko in overthrowing apartheid. But in her book, Mwazibuko concentrates on the little people and their resistance to a powerful racist government.
There's a group of Christian little old white ladies who were hiding the kids, you know, when they were underground. They would hide them at the Grail Center because the police wouldn't think of looking there. Their voices as well need to be heard, you know. The more kind of diverse narratives come up, we'll get a fuller picture of what went on.
Mwazibuko acknowledges that South Africa faces many challenges, but says there's nowhere else she wants to live.
South Africa is an interesting country. You know, a friend of mine likes saying that South Africa is not for sissies. It can be really hectic, but it can be really hectically beautiful. You know, there's no kind of middle ground to South Africa. There's joy, there's ecstasy, and there's horror as well.
She says South Africa's black majority remains poor, and that crime is a reflection of this poverty. Also, although apartheid is no more, black people in the country still don't have access to good education. But Mwazibuko maintains that life is slowly improving in South Africa. She believes she is contributing towards this renaissance by writing about the country's unknown heroes. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Washington.